You're listening to SBS News.
Whether it's memories of singing or playing the recorder, learning music can begin at an early age.
Well, it depends who you ask, but there is a famous quote by a Hungarian ethnomusicologist and composer and educator who said 9 months before the birth of the mother. So I think that sums it up quite nicely. It's never too young, but of course it needs to be age and developmentally appropriate.
That's Dr. Jason Goopy, a researcher at Edith Cowan University and a music educator who has spent 15 years teaching in Australian primary and secondary schools. He's been trying to connect the dots and figure out the role that music learning can play in supporting the well-being of young people. From the ages of 5 to 25, what impact does engagement with music have when it comes to aspects of well-being, including emotional regulation, building relationships, and promoting positive mental health? Sifting through the research, he helped to identify 423 sources, which were then whittled down even further to keep the research goal in focus. Australia and the UK emerged as the key countries where most of the work has been done.
Well, what's really interesting is that this is an emerging field, and we did actually do an international scoping review of all the literature globally, but predominantly research is all currently situated in Australia and the UK, and that's obviously something that as a global community and a scholarly community we need addressing.
He says there are clear trends that emerged from his review, published in the peer-reviewed journal Research Studies in Music Education.
The motivation behind this study wasn't necessarily to look at how to create professional musicians. It was how can we be our best selves through learning music. And so the benefits that we're seeing relate to social confidence, relate to healthy relationships, relate to social cohesion, emotional regulation, identity development. There's also educational benefits in terms of accomplishment and achievement. And these kind of benefits that are experienced through music, we found are directly transferable to other aspects of life. And for those that are most vulnerable in the community, we found that they benefit the most. Achievement in music can translate to achievement in other areas of life very easily.
The review also pointed to the factors that make a music learning program effective for the well-being outcomes of young people across different settings, whether in a school or as a community initiative. Tailored and bespoke programs were particularly effective at targeting certain population groups like Indigenous youths, those with a disability, or others from a refugee or migrant background.
There's quite a mix within this scoping review, and they include people who are disengaged from schools or those that are struggling to connect with the current schooling system. There's also those that are experiencing mental health challenges. There's also included in the study also music in prisons for young people who are incarcerated and are in contact with the criminal justice system. So there's a whole range of contexts that we've engaged within this particular study, which is why we wanted to go beyond school, because music is having a powerful influence even beyond school and in the community. But we're finding, yes, it's the characteristics and the properties of music that are making a difference, but also the social aspects of doing music. Music is fundamentally a social practice, and coming together to make music, even beyond listening to music, we're finding is having substantial benefits to individuals and their communities.
The power of music to help support young people to thrive is something that Dom Brooke is deeply acquainted with.
When you get it into shaping your story and having a voice, especially for a young person or adolescents that haven't found their purpose or voice, music or lyric writing helps your emotions, helps you have a voice, I suppose, and find your sense of purpose and move through some of those maybe emotions or troubling emotions that you're going through and kind of make sense of them. And music kind of is like the counselor for that.
At the age of 17, a second-hand guitar played an important role in helping him to get through some tough times.
I had a kind of upbringing that was all over the place and no father figure and quite poor. It was a next-door neighbour, actually, that believed in me was throwing out a guitar and wanted to give it to someone that would use it. And it was at the point where I was just getting into finding my voice through music, very late in the picture, actually. Never did music in school. So I was about 16, 17, and paid for a songwriting camp for me to go to. And this camp was one of those life-changing moments that kind of, I came back from this camp just knowing that I wanted the voice that I'd found, the purpose that I'd found through music. Something was just sparked inside of me to help others and change lives through music.
More than 20 years ago, he decided to do that with a youth mentoring program, Musicians Making a Difference, also known by its acronym, MAD. The in-person outreach is in New South Wales and Queensland, with online programs extending access nationally. He says the mission is to help at-risk youth find their future direction, whether that be in music or in fields like journalism.
Young people out of juvenile justice, refuges, kids that are homeless, you know, kids even from pretty good families, but they're just sorting out stuff. But I would say the majority is more at-risk young people. Create this special environment where at MAD, where it's a family and where there's, you know, freedom from judgment. There's no judgment. There's a place they can be themselves. There's a place they can find their childlike self again and find confidence in that and then go on to make their lives remarkable. And the funny thing about MAD is our vision is to see every young person have someone who believes in them. And we use music because it's such a powerful tool to be able to break down those barriers and find what's special about young people and help them in their journey.
The work has been transformative for graduates like Daniel Harvey, these days known by the stage name D Minor. The musical artist found a knack for writing rap lyrics, a skill that was honed when he joined the program at the age of 14. At the time, he was referred by a youth counsellor.
I had been through so much at that stage, just through like the foster care refuge system, being a state ward and not having a sense of belonging or feeling accepted anywhere, and then meeting MAD and then just feeling like I belong somewhere, feeling like that there was a bigger purpose for me, and then having someone that believes in you and being able to share my music, someone that would encourage me through that process and kind of use that music as a tool and an outlet to overcome some hurt and pain, yeah.
That included communicating his experience of being homeless at the age of 11. And it took him on stage to audition for Australia's Got Talent in 2019 with an original song entitled Concrete Pillow.
I know it's hard to see the future and imagine it's bright. I have dimmed my lights down, I keep crashing at night. Every foster home I'm rusted in, I'm highly distorted. And the pain ain't going nowhere, I don't try to avoid it. Sometimes it's too much to bear, can you carry my load? I know the streets snatch you up, so we rarely die old. I used to sleep next to bakeries to gain some warmth. Kinda crazy how you saved me in the heart of the storm.
So build me up and take me home. I'll leave
That took him in the direction of continuing to cultivate his skills in storytelling. He says the impact it's had on him is almost beyond words.
If someone can listen to my music and they can feel like, okay, they can overcome something, then I'm like, I should be able to share that. So, and that for me is incredible. And especially when there's a message behind it and to raise awareness for a situation, that's quite big and not something that I ever imagined, but the journey's been incredible.
For Jason Goopy, the early experiences people have with music are incredibly powerful. He says the potential in supporting people to thrive has yet to be fully realised.
I think it's time that the federal government in particular is stepping up to ensure that every child has access to a music and arts education, regardless of their postcode, regardless of the family that they're born into. It's essential for a complete education, and we're talking about a better, fairer school education system. Music has to be a part of that, there's no question.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.